We have three letters from readers this week. The first two are amongst the many that have objected to the closure of the Norwich City Centre tourist office. Linda Bambury wrote in from Exmouth Close in Heatherset. "It's such a shame that visitors to Norwich will no longer have access to a manned tourist information centre. Instead, their information about this fine city will be gained digitally via their mobiles. For those arriving from the bus station, the closed office at the Forum will add to the gloom of passing the closed Topshop and Debenhams units. We know that the majority of British holidaymakers will opt for staycations this year. In light of this fact, the decision to close the TIC based on previous year's usage is unfathomable. It's true that a smartphone will be able to give information about major sites such as the castle and cathedral, but one wonders how many visitors will miss the plethora of businesses on offer in the Norwich lanes. It'll be difficult to experience the atmosphere of those meandering tiny streets while focusing on a small screen. The annual Heritage Open Days remain very popular in Norwich with locals and visitors alike, proving that there really is so much to learn about Norwich's rich history. What a shame that there will not be the helpful, professional and knowledgeable staff at the Tourist Information available to welcome them to this truly fascinating city."
Tony Vale wrote in from Wyndham to add his disappointment. "Further to previous letters in relation to the closure of the Tourist Information Centre in Norwich, I would like to echo the disappointment at its demise. Situated as it was next to the public library, with one of the biggest footfalls in the country, it must surely be a loss to Norwich. If it is simply down to the £100,000 cost saving, the offer of free rent and the promotion of the facility as a local information resource should be enough to alleviate such a concern. Acting as a one-stop ticketing point for all the arts and culture venues in the city, for a small agency fee, would probably have produced a profitable business in the hands of a volunteer-supported community organisation. The less obvious loss is the potential for it to promote the numerous market towns which radiate from the city. They make for an interesting day out for city staycationers wishing to travel to them by car, bus, train or cycle."
On a different topic completely, Mr. A. McKee from Lingwood was distressed at the state of one of Norfolk's heritage sites, the old RAF radar station in Neatishead. On a recent visit to the former RAF radar station at Neatishead, it saddened me to see the poor state the Type 84 radar was in and how much it has deteriorated over the past year. This iconic Cold War long-range air defence surveillance radar is an excellent example of British engineering and technology. Throughout its 25 years of service, it continuously scanned the skies, monitoring the airspace for intruders during a very tense period of the Cold War. If any were detected, fighter controllers at RAF Neatishead would scramble fighters to intercept and investigate, keeping us all safe from the Soviet air threat. If any were detected, fighter controllers at RAF Neatishead would scramble fighters to intercept and investigate, keeping us all safe from the Soviet air threat. The Type 84 radar at Neatishead is the only example left in the world and was decommissioned in the late 80s. It's since been recognised as a Historic England Scheduled Monument. Unfortunately, little or no preservation has been carried out on this radar in recent times by its current owners, not the Radar Museum. My fear is that in the long term, we'll lose some of our military and engineering heritage if this neglect continues. The Type 84 radar is now a feature of the local landscape and a reminder of the important role RAF Neatishead has played in defending the UK's airspace. It should be conserved for future generations.